Good morning, City Church. This is Harrison, bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. Well, in what is now an annual tradition, it seems like, I am recording this Good Morning, City Church at a gas station on vacation. So let's get started. Growing up in rural Mississippi, I was witness to some parenting techniques that were, shall we say, unique. When a friend of mine got caught dipping at age 11, his dad took him and sat him down at the kitchen table and then put two cans of Skoal Wintergreen in front of him. And he said, "You want to dip? Well, here you go." He then proceeded to make his son dip until he got nicotine sick and threw up, probably multiple times. And if you've ever experienced nicotine sickness before, you know how awful that is. Gentle parenting, this was not. In today's lectionary reading from Numbers 11, though, we read where this father might have found his strategy. Numbers 10 ends with Moses praising God for how he protected and cared for Israel through his presence in the Ark of the Covenant. But then Numbers 11 opens with the Israelites grumbling and complaining. God had miraculously provided them with manna in the wilderness, but the Israelites got bored with it. They said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength has dried up and there's nothing at all but this manna to look at." And then God goes on to say that he's going to provide them not just with manna, but he's going to give them this meat. And he's going to give it not just one day or one week. He's going to give it to them for an entire month. He's going to give them so much meat, in fact, that they are going to grow sick of it. Maybe, again, that's where this father got his parenting strategy. I want you to notice two things, though. First, I want you to notice how quickly the Israelites bored with God's miraculous provision. We do this as well, don't we? The gospel becomes like white noise, and we either forget it altogether, or we move on from it onto something that seems more exciting or intriguing. Second, I want you to notice how Israel's spiritual discontent made them unreliable narrators of their own story. They were slaves in Egypt. They didn't have meat and fish and melons. And yet, they compare God's present provision over against that of a fantasy. Again, we do this as well, don't we? Probably the most common way we do this is by false comparison. We compare our situation to another person's situation, wondering why God has done so much for them and so little for us, all the while not truly knowing what is going on in the life of that other person, not knowing their hidden struggles and suffering. In another portion of today's lectionary reading, Psalm 78, the psalmist summarized this dynamic. He said, "In spite of all this, they still sinned. Despite his wonders, they did not believe." That could, if I'm being honest, summarize parts of my life, and I would imagine it summarized parts of yours as well. Is there any hope for us then? Are we always going to be stuck in this age-old cycle of God doing wonderful things for us and then us forgetting and even despising his provision? Well, later in Psalm 78, we're given hope. The psalmist says, "Their heart was not steadfast towards him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Yet he, being compassionate, atoned for their iniquity and did not destroy them. He restrained his anger often and did not stir up all his wrath." Our remedy isn't just trying to grit our teeth and try harder to be more faithful and to be more grateful. The remedy for our problem is Jesus. Because you see, at root, our problem is a heart problem, one that we can't change ourselves. But the good news is that God is in the business of mending hearts. Through Jesus, he's given us a new heart, and through his Holy Spirit, he will slowly and surely work faithfulness and gratitude into that heart. So friends, when you're tempted to be bored with the gospel, or you're tempted to grumble against God and his good provision, look to Jesus and remember the lengths that he went to be faithful to us in the midst of our unfaithfulness. And let that work faithfulness and gratitude in your heart. Until tomorrow, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.